G'day everyone, welcome to the Kink Podcast, number two, the second podcast. And this is the casual podcast, let's introduce you to it. It's the one where I just talk shit for an hour, basically, and probably go into political stuff. There's no planning on it, but it's not exciting, it's nothing, it's just me talking for an hour. I was actually really looking forward to... Don't tune away, listen. I think you're going to enjoy listening to this. If you want to listen to something for an hour, if you want 20 minutes of funniness, then tune away. Click on some other podcast. But if you want an hour's worth of interestingness and something to listen to while you're working or something, or a long drive, listen to this bad boy. You will like it. Yeah. Okay. I'm sipping a tea as well, by the way. Green tea. All right. So this is a podcast that... look, I could do an hour every day. I could talk about something because there's always just so much going on in the world and that. I could do this every day and I wanted to do that. And then I thought I don't have the time to do it really. And, also had the idea of doing a, trying to break a world record of doing like 50 hours straight of a podcast. You know what I mean? Cause I felt like earlier in the week, I felt like I could just keep on talking about stuff for ages and that, cause it's so interesting. So much is going on. But I didn't, and so days went by, and I felt like doing speaking for an hour, and I was like, no, this is going to be recorded on Sunday nights, so I'll do it Sunday nights, and that's it. And now it's come to Sunday nights, and of course, it's reached that stage where it's like, yeah, I don't really feel like talking right now, or I don't really feel like doing the podcast. But of course, I still do feel like doing it, but just nowhere near as much as what it was earlier in the week. But anyway, it's booked in to do the, it's booked in to do the hour of podcasting right now, and it's another hour to fill up. And like I said last week, I won't have problems filling up this hour. I think I can quite easily talk for that long. And the first podcast went very smoothly, went for an hour and 10 minutes. I told you I'll go over. Well, I told you I'll be able to fill the hour easily, and it happens. Excuse me while I sip my tea. All right. Now, I was mentioning this time I'm using a different microphone as well. It's not a new microphone. This is just a microphone. It's before I was just using a headphones or something really. Whereas this is like a proper microphone, and it's the sound quality should be better. It might pick up some background noise though. Anyway, I guess we're going to get into a topic and. The thing that does come to mind first is the gun control issue. This was really heated a week ago, actually, because someone got shot. Two people got shot live on TV in America on a morning show, and you could see it on camera and everything. It was pretty wild. I mean, you can watch it on YouTube. I think you just search news reporter gets shot live on TV or something like that. She was shot, she and he, I think, the camera guy and the lady doing the reporting were shot on location somewhere by some crazy guy. So the gun control debate was pretty heated and they were going on a lot about it. And, I'm a bit educated on this issue of gun control, so I guess I've got to take up this topic for an hour and, I don't even know if I feel like doing it because it's just so old now. It's just... over. But anyway, so it's going on, this gun control debate. I'm going to start by saying don't turn this off or get pissed off when you hear this, but I am for the American people having their guns. I'm for it. Yeah, that's right. I want them to be able to protect themselves. First thing that made me change my mind, because originally I thought, yeah, why do they let these crazy Americans keep their guns and shit when all these shootings are going on? And the first thing I heard that sort of changed my opinion from that was that someone said to me, they go, you know, the founding fathers put this, that the citizens can have guns in the Constitution for a reason. You know, it's there for a reason, you know. So all you people who think that they should have their guns taken away, how about we actually look at these reasons, yeah, of why they wanted the citizens to have guns in the first place? you know? Because it seems to be that lots of people just ignore the other side of the argument, and they just claim that they're rednecks who just like guns and want to keep them, okay? All right, so the first reason that the Founding Fathers wanted the American citizens to have guns is that if some crazy other country, some invading country, comes in to their country, the citizens can protect themselves and defend their country. Now, if you think of a, I'm so not even into the mood of doing this. Like, I don't even feel passionate about this topic and shit anymore. You know what I mean? I'm just over it. I just don't care. Anyway. Okay, so you might say, the citizens don't need guns. The military needs guns. And they can defend the country. Well, a country is a lot more defendable when the citizens have their guns, know how to use them, and also there's a military there as well as able to protect the country. I'm not a warmonger. I don't want to encourage war or anything like that, okay? But you have to accept the idea that it is good to for people to be able to protect themselves. I don't ever think that any American military should leave their country. Nah, maybe just the waters near them. But I don't think that all there should be any military bases around the world at all. And if there is some country that has some crazy dictator that's killing people, I don't think Americans or Australians or any country, unless maybe the ones just next door to them, should go into their country and meddle with what's going on there. You know what I mean? I know personally, I would not sign up for an army to go and fight in like Iraq or something like that. You know what I mean? I wouldn't risk my life. Stuff that. Okay, yeah, there's bad stuff going on there. There's bad stuff going on at home. Maybe I'll help out with some of the stuff going on at home. Maybe there is some really bad stuff going on there. But hey, I'm not going to risk my life to try and stop whatever bad stuff is going on over there. Or whatever I'll do it in a peaceful way. And I also wouldn't even be that forceful about it. So if something weird was going on in some country like Iraq, it's really evil and that, whatever way I would choose to help that country would be in a peaceful way, and it wouldn't be in any violence, and it wouldn't even be that forceful. I would let that country be whoever they are. You know what I mean? Anyway, sorry, it was my tea. Okay, so the first reason was that so the American citizens can defend themselves in case some foreign people want to come in. Now, on that topic, right, it's not even that they'll ever have to use those guns. It's just the idea that people have guns that will deter countries from invading. So they'll look at America, right, and they'll go, oh, crap, they've got a military, and oh, crap, they've got all these citizens that have guns. We're not going to invade them. Do you see what I mean? So it's like, it just deters. It's just there. It's not like you have the gun, not even planning on using it. You know what I mean? You have it there just as a protection, as a deterrent, whatever, to deter the other countries from going in. You know what I mean? It's kind of like if you speak to some really good people who are really good at martial arts, they say, we train really hard at martial arts. We get really awesome at fighting so that we never have to use it. They never plan on using it. You know what I mean? They get really, really good at fighting. They scare the bejeebers out of people. And so nobody fights them because they're so damn good at it. So they literally train really hard in martial arts, whatever it's karate or Muay Thai or whatever, just so that they can never use that ability. How interesting is that? That's interesting, isn't it? They never plan on, I spoke to a guy who did karate, he said, yeah, we train never with a plan on actually using that ability in a fight. That's the whole point of it, you know? So the guns deter. But the thing with the American citizens having their guns is that I think the way the Constitution is set up is that it's like they're not even supposed to have an army. America's not even supposed to have an army. That's like, that's why they had the whole thing where they're allowed to have guns, because if they ever get invaded, all the citizens have guns and know how to use them, and then they can just quickly form their army and protect their little town or whatever. And there's no need for a national military. You know? There's no need for it. And this is what goes on in Switzerland. I don't know if people know about this, but Switzerland actually require, I think, all the citizens, all the men, to be trained in guns, and also provides them with a gun, and they don't have an army. And so the fact that all the people there are... I'm just so not in the mood for this topic. I'm going to ramble on for an hour about this, and it's just like something that just... Oh, my God. I could have gone on... I was so more passionate earlier in the week. Anyway. It's late on a Sunday night, a cold spring night. Anyway, So in Switzerland, they do that, where they give them a gun, they train them in it, and they have no army, I think. I think they've got no army, and it's just, they just go, well, our citizens are trained in using guns, they have guns, and that's what we rely on, you know? It's pretty interesting what they're doing over in Switzerland. Gosh, if the anti-gun people knew that, the people, the government in Switzerland give them a gun, or require them to own a gun, gee, that would just blow their mind. And look what Switzerland's done. I mean, I haven't heard of any wars that Switzerland's been in. It's a really peaceful way to have it. If we had a whole world that had a rule that said, no national military, do you know how peaceful the world would be? There would be no armies. There would be no war. I mean, obviously, one or two of the countries, whenever you get these crazy Hitlers, will break the rule and stuff. But, in general, if it was just no such thing as a national government, I mean, national military, would every country would be like Switzerland, and Switzerland never goes to war. I mean, how good would that be? That just sounds great, you know? So that almost brings us on to what the problem is. Because people say, they go, oh, religion, religion's responsible for all these world wars and deaths. Hold on. How about you say the word national governments? 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 They're the things that are causing all the wars. They're the things. Countries, not fucking religions. They have nothing to do with it. You know what I mean? Well, let's look at World War One. Let's look at World War Two. They had nothing to do with religion. They were countries fighting countries. You know what I mean? It's not religion that's causing these wars. You know what I mean? I mean, when you look at Israel, right, you might say that's from some religion thing. It's not. Israel is a country, and that's a country fighting the Palestinians, which is another country, which is another national government. So what is the problem is governments. And they go, ooh, Russia. What's Russia? Is Russia a religion? No, Russia's a country, you know? It's countries. And you go, oh, America did bad stuff in Vietnam. America's a country. It's countries. It's the problem. It's countries that's going on with the wars and shit. You know what I mean? Governments. There's something going on there. Governments are responsible for millions and millions of deaths over the past 200 years. And it's just a truth you have to face, you know? National governments are responsible for that. If everyone just lived in little towns, right? And there was no major government in anywhere in the world. It was just like you just lived in your local town and you had maybe one person you paid to be your copper, and you had one person who works for the council and just organises the buildings of the roads and the town planning a little bit. This world would be very peaceful, you know. There would be no national government. There would be no people going to war. You know what I mean? You'd just be in your little town. There'll be no, you know, let's go to war. What's that got to do with anything? You know, it's just... Anyway, we've just got to face the truth of what's going on here. And it seems like it's governments that are really the evil thing, that are really causing all these problems in the world. And I'll tell you why. I'll go into that next one. I'll tell you why governments are the problem. Because governments are powerful. And evil people want that power. They want to get into government and say, nobody can use blue pens. And then that is the rule across the whole island that you live on, whether it's a giant island or a small one. Where else can anyone get that sort of power? You can't. If you're like, if you want to, you can't work for Ford, right? And then suddenly go, we're going to ban blue pens. Now, maybe blue pens isn't a good example. Let's say we're going to ban drugs, okay? You can't get that sort of power under Ford. But where can you get that? Being involved in government. That's where the power is. So what happens is evil people always want power, like Hitler, for example. I could do a whole podcast on the traits of what evil people are. But one thing about evil people is they love power. They crave it. They love it. Anyway, so what do? They always gravitate towards government. So if let's say you're in a little town, just imagine this, and you go, let's say there is no national government. We're just living in little towns in our own little area. The area that you can just drive around in and walk in, that's your place, right? And someone says, you know, let's form this group that's called the government. And basically what this thing could do is it can pass rules controlling what people can do in this area. You know what I mean? And who's going to be in this government? Well, we're going to put one person in charge of it that says, you know, what the rules are going to be. And then there'll be some other people competing with them. And then we'll have a police officer there to enforce the rules. And the police officer rides around on his horsey. And he says, oh, you can't park your car here. And he rides around his horsey. And he goes, oh, you can't rape that person because it's wrong. And in this example, suddenly there's this organization, this government thing within this town that's freaking powerful. You know what I mean? It's powerful. They can say you can't eat Redskins and then you can't eat them. You know, it says you can't park your car here, and then they go around, they enforce this rule, they get policemen to enforce this rule saying you can't go around here. They're above the law. They make the law. The government makes the law. Do you know what I mean? So you have that, right? And then what do you think these evil Hitler type of people, and you might think that there's not many of them out there and Hitler was just a once in every 50 years. I'm telling you, they're like 3% of the population. Fact. Every 100 kids, 3 of them will be this type. They might not be as talented as Hitler. They might not be as strong as Hitler. But they're definitely not going to do good if they become a politician. Anyway, so what do you think happens in this little town that we've got? Suddenly, you know, they were thinking of, because they crave power and that, they were thinking, oh, let's become head of Ford. Yeah! Get rich and powerful. Become the king of Ford. Yeah. And then, so they had that dream. Whatever they do, because they're thirsting for power, they're always going to try and rise up. And naturally, they've always tend to have high IQs. It's a trait that they have, these evil people. They're called sociopaths. They're just negative people who just cause problems for everyone, and they just genuinely hate lots of people. They're not loving, kind people in that. Okay. So these people suddenly go, whoa, what's this government thing? Ooh, gosh, I want to become the mayor of this town. I want to become the prime minister of this town. Whoa, you could pass laws saying you can do whatever you want. Yeah, you know what? I want to get into power and I want to pass a law saying kill Jews. Yeah. I could never do that being ahead of Ford. I could just fire the Jews that work at Ford. But being ahead of this area, I could kick out all the Jews. Yeah. So what happens is government always craves sociopaths and power-hungry, crazy people into it. Because they're powerful. Governments are powerful, you know what I mean? Do you know what they crave, governments? Do you know what they attract towards them? They attract freedom-loving people like me who want to help society, humanitarian type of people, and then sociopaths, negative evil people. Those two kinds of people, they absolutely attract, you know what I mean? And So So in this town, you get these evil people going, oh gosh, that sounds like a good job. I want to be the CEO of Ford, but I'm not going to be the CEO of Ford anymore. I want to become a politician, yeah. And they start running for mayor, or prime minister or whatever, president. They make themselves look good. They speak well. They don't let anyone know that they hate Jews. Jews is just an example, by the way, but these people are so crazy. But you just genuinely say that they hate people in general. They hate people in general, the average person. Not gonna, while they're running for the election, they're not going to say that they fucking hate football fans. Hate football. Sport. Ugh. Anyway, they're not going to say that. So they're going to run for the election and wear nice suits and speak clearly and that sort of stuff. And say, I want to become mayor of the town to pass laws that are good for you. Yeah. And this law needs to get passed and that law. And they'll come up with good reasons and that for passing these laws. And they just suit whatever desire they want. You know what I mean? And so this person gets elected and comes across as being very smart and intelligent, because that's what lots of sociopaths come across as. There are two types of sociopaths or evil people. And one of them is like the professional con man, which a lot of politicians fall into. And another one is just like one of those ones where it's obvious, where they're just a serial killer and you can seriously tell that they're a killer. They usually end up being in jail. And you can pick them, but the other one's hard. They're like hidden and sneaky. Yeah, so that person gets, this professional con man, this sociopath, gets to be the president of the town. And then being these evil little bastards they are, someone comes up to them and goes, you know what? I want you to ban cocaine in this town. You know why? Because I make it. If you ban it, it's going to be harder for people to get, because I'm going to be able to buy it in corner shops. I'm going to sell it out of my backyard, out of my garage, for heaps of money. And you know what? You're going to go along with it, Mr. President, because I'm going to give you a bribe. And this evil president of the town doesn't give a shit about people and just goes, oh yeah, hell yeah, I want to buy a yacht. Let's ban drugs. And he stands up there and he goes, drugs are bad, okay? Now he gets up there and he goes, drugs are bad. Drugs aren't good, which is blatantly the truth. It's like, duh. It's not good for your mind and that. It's not a healthy thing to take. And they get up there and go, drugs are bad, drugs are bad. And you know what? We need to make them illegal in this town. And we need to get policemen. We need to hire more policemen. We already got one policeman. Let's hire two more. They're going to go around and make sure that nobody's doing cocaine. And if they do, they're going to lock them up. And this drug dealer that's going to sell the cocaine out of his garage, he's rubbing his hands together and going, yeah, that's right, lock up my competition. Yes, yes. And then he cranks up his price from $10 to $100. And he's got all the business of all the people who are addicted to cocaine. And he gives the Prime Minister or President a little cut is made, and then everyone's happy. And then, you know, this is what happens. And when you have these governments set up in certain areas that have the power to make any law that they want, which is just crazy. You can't have a government that has in the rules of the government, the constitution, we are allowed, or the president is allowed, to make up any rule that they want, because then what happens, you know what I'm saying, this thing where the sociopaths go into that position, or evil people pay bribes, that sort of stuff, and then you end up getting a country that's freaking crazy. Modern day America, pretty much. Been completely just taken over by evil politicians and bribes and all that sort of stuff. So what you need to do is, and this is what the founding fathers of America tried to do, but it just didn't work. They tried. They had a good run at it. They tried to come up with a government that had certain rules that you cannot break. So they had a constitution, and they said in that, you're allowed to have guns. You're allowed to do this. You're not allowed to do this, okay? They tried to set it up in a way that basically no president could come in and just write whatever crazy rule they want, and then suddenly that becomes the rule of the land. Because then that's just crazy, and you get the, after years going by, you end up getting crazy, evil people into the being president, and they pass these ridiculous laws. So you might be wondering, well, if the founding fathers of America wrote that into their constitution, then how come crazy laws have been passed in America and it's been just screwed up? And it is as if the presidents are just writing whatever rules they feel like. Okay, so part of this as well, what I'm saying is that the Prime Minister, whatever, can't write whatever rule they feel like, okay? So that means that the citizens can't vote on whatever rule they feel like. So if they go, we feel like banning pink elephants, that suddenly can't become part of the Constitution. You know what I mean? Like, they tried to set up the rules, and this is what would be an ideal town or country or whatever, is that, you know, part of that would be you just can't make a rule about anything you feel like. You know what I mean? That's just crazy. Yeah? So what happened in America was that just bit by bit, it can only happen because the founding fathers set it up so well in such strict rules on how to set up the government. Bit by bit, they kept on changing the rules slowly, 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 tiny bit, tiny bit, tiny bit, tiny bit, tiny bit. And they just tricked everyone. Like negative, evil people and that, who like to get into governments, just tricked everyone. And, sorry for the slowness. This is just, I don't know why. Told you on this podcast, I'm just doing what I feel like, but it's like, fucking hell. I mean, I haven't even gone into the reasons why guns should be allowed in America, but I'm getting there. Okay, so trying to explain how, bit by bit, America left their constitution, just completely violated it. And I'll tell you how, because so many evil people got into government, and just bit by bit ended up just getting flooded by evil people. And some good politicians also got tricked in their understanding of the constitution. They weren't smart enough. And so they encouraged this whole changing of the Constitution from what it was. So, from my understanding of the Constitution, nowhere in it does it allow politicians to pass rules telling people what they can or cannot put into their body, or what they can or cannot use in their home for a light bulb. Like, I think that was how the original constitution was set up. So the government can't just say, you're not allowed to use this light bulb or that light bulb. There's certain rights that are inalienable, like cannot be taken away from you. Certain rights granted you by God, which cannot be taken away from you. You have a right to freedom. You know? Even though the Constitution had those things and it was so specific and direct, somehow, with all these evil people that got into politics, they managed to just go away from that and just not follow those rules, even though they're so plainly written. And a perfect example of this is the whole gun control thing, because in the American Constitution, it says the government is not allowed to pass any rules regarding guns. Basically, that's what it says, right? And right now, today, you'll see all these American people going after a shooting, change the rules, change the rules, change the rules. We should be banning guns. So what's happened to this amendment that talks about, I think it's the Second Amendment, that talks about allowing guns? We are watching this amendment being changed. And this is a perfect, it's probably not going to happen, but it's almost there and happening. And this is a perfect example of what's happened to all the other amendments that I'm talking about. That they're there, written plainly, for a specific reason. This is this. Cannot be changed. And then years and years and years and years down the track, bit by bit by bit, people change them. And then you suddenly get this screwed up country that's not following their constitution at all. And you go, how is it that all these laws got passed that violate the constitution? That just don't follow the constitution, Andy. How come? And it's because of this same thing that's happening to the gun control amendment. It's happened to all the other amendments and it will continue to happen. So that's why this is just the Second Amendment, the whole gun issue is just a classic example of, yeah, what's going on with their government, is that the Founding Fathers came up with this perfect system of government that cannot, well, clearly it could be, but they desired for it to not be able to be taken over by evil people, because the people who wrote the Constitution were educated on this issue about kings and stuff, and they all came from Europe, and they're all leaving the crap that was going on in Europe, because it was just a crazy continent with diseases and people fighting and stuff, and just citizens didn't have rights. They just they had kings that would come along and say, "I can do whatever I want." And so when they went to America, they were like, in this continent, this ain't going to happen, man. This is not going to happen. We're going to come up with a government that cannot be taken over, that doesn't have a king or a queen, that can just pass whatever rule they feel like. And they sat down and they go, "We're going to write this rule book, and all the politicians are going to have to follow this rule book, and then our country won't become crazy and corrupt," because whenever a law gets passed, it can't get passed if it violates this rule book. Well, what happened? Evil people got into government, and some people who aren't evil are just dumb. And they said, "Well, I know that the Constitution says this, but we really need to change it because of this. You know, well, guns are really bad and it's old-fashioned. We really need to change it because of this." Look, I'm using the guns as the example because it's a modern issue, but let's go 100 years ago. Someone would say something like this: "Well, I know the Constitution doesn't say that we're allowed to tax people, but we have to tax them because of this. We have to tax them because of the war, and we have to tax them because of the children. Oh, the children. Oh." They come up with some idea that sounds reasonable and it sounds kind of good, and then you go, but then you go, if you educate them, you go, "But hold on, this is going against the Constitution. This is going against the rule book. We can't just make any rules we feel like just for the moment. There's a reason why they said we can't make any rules that we feel like, you know?" So 100 years ago, 150 years ago, it starts with one or two things. Oh, taxation. And, oh, we can pass rules telling people what light bulbs they can use. And then, oh, we can pass rules because drugs are bad. Drugs are so bad. Oh, we have to pass rules telling people they can't take drugs. And then everyone goes, "Oh, okay, the Constitution doesn't talk anything about, you know, what you can or can't put in your body. But yeah, kids are getting harmed by ICE, so we gotta ban them. We gotta ban them, you know." And it's just like, this is how it happens. So then you get this crazy screwed up America, and it's like you get America today, where it's like, it seems like the only amendment that's really lasted is the Second Amendment. The whole gun thing is like, it almost is like that's the only one that's made it all the way, pretty intact. Like, there are some cities where they've banned guns. There are some cities where they've required you to have permits or something. But it's just like, it's kind of hanged in there, you know what I mean? People have managed to hold on to that one, you know? People can protect themselves, you know? Oh, man, just keep on listening to me, because I'll get into the reasons of the whole gun control thing, and I'll touch on the drug thing. It's just like, oh, no. Talk about opening up cans of worms. You're going to be, "Oh, Andy Notch. Oh, Andy Notch. Oh,
You're suggesting that we should all be able to have drugs and then my daughter will become a drug addict and her life will get ruined. You're such an evil person, Andy.
And it's like, no. Well, let me go into that, okay? I'm suggesting that a national government passing a rule across the whole land saying that drugs are illegal isn't a way to handle the problem. And the Founding Fathers knew these things. They were very intelligent people, you know? And I'll tell you why it isn't a way to handle the problem. Firstly, let's just... when the Founding Fathers say something that, like... that doesn't imply that the states can't ban drugs. That doesn't imply that the local town can't ban drugs. It just implies that a broad rule across the whole freaking country, you can't ban drugs. Or you can't ban guns as a broad rule across the whole country. Okay? So when someone says, you know, like gay marriage or something like that, just whatever the government's, national government says, it doesn't matter because you've still got a state government. You know what I mean? States can work out their own thing, but as a national thing, this is why these national governments are the real problem in the world. Because they just have way too much power. The national government, right, to me in Australia, the national government, all it should be doing is protecting our borders so we don't get flooded by with all these people and stuff. That's kind of all the only thing that they should do. I don't think they should be a part of banning drugs. I don't think they should be a part of saying whether or not people could get married. It has nothing to do with marriage. What should the federal government have to do against marriage? They shouldn't say that gay marriage is allowed. They shouldn't say it's not allowed. They should have nothing to do with marriage. If I want to get married, what does it have to do with the national government? What do I care what they think? Why should I have a paperwork from them that's signed by them? If I want to get married, I get married because I want to get married. Okay? And I've found someone who can do the ceremony and it's true because we all agree to it and that's it. It has nothing to do with the freaking government. Okay? Get that in your mind. The people just always look to government. It's always national government. It's always national government that. People go, who's going to look after the poor? Well, how about charities, you know? What's it got to do with the national government? How about state government? How about local government? How about local town? How about the salvos? But no, oh, the government, look after people, oh, the national government. Anyway, if you really look into politics and study these issues and really find out what's going on, you'll find out that what's been wrong with the whole world almost since the beginning of time is national governments. They've literally been the problem with everything. You know, because you can't make a group that's that powerful. You can't make a little organization, a group of people that says, we can do whatever we want. You can't have that. You know, it's just too risky. You know? Whoa. Okay, so with back to the the drug issue, because I've got to quickly handle that. You make drugs illegal. It encourages criminals to get into drugs because they can make money from it. It actually makes criminals richer because you've always got a certain percentage of the society that are negative criminals, right? And suddenly, like they might have to make money by stealing cars or something like that. Suddenly they go, oh, we're because drugs used to be legal years ago. You know what I mean? They used to be legal. They tried banning alcohol for a little bit, then they gave up on that because they saw how ineffective it was and just encouraged the mafia and shit. But just like with drugs, they haven't done that yet. But eventually it'll happen one day. I guarantee you, it's just inevitable. Anyway, so the government comes out and they go, we are banning drugs. And then these criminals are stealing cars go, I can make heaps of money dealing cocaine. But when cocaine was legal, it was like $10 at Safeway. Someone could just buy it at a corner shop, like 10 bucks. But now some of these drug dealers go, whoa, it's legal now. Woo. And I can get like $100 for it. Ooh. So suddenly all these criminals start getting into the drug trade. And if you look into it, if you look across society, I don't know if there's any criminal that isn't into drugs or isn't hasn't dealt some sort of drugs. It just seems they didn't become hand in hand. So in the society, these criminals start getting money together, and with money they can do things like they can buy guns, you know, and they can buy fancy cars, and they just have more power because they have drugs. But if you make drugs legal, then just Safeway will sell them, and you take a lot of power from the bikies, and you take a lot of power away from the mafia. I'm telling you, these dudes don't want drugs legal. They don't want them legal. You probably think, this is where the average Joe just does not know what's really going on in the world. Let's just be honest. They have no idea what's going on in the world. They think that the mafia and the bikies and the, I don't know, whatever, backyard lab people who make drugs, they think that they want them legal. No, they'll have way more competition. They'll be sold at Safeway. I mean, it'll just completely ruin the good thing that they've got going. They don't want it legal. They don't want these drugs legal anyway. So you encourage all these crime and that sort of stuff to the mafia. And what happens when the mafia have more money and that sort of stuff? They go to the horse races and they corrupt that sport, the horse racing sport. And they just, you don't want to give them more money and power, basically. You know what I mean? Also, they just look more successful because of the stuff that they're sporting around. You know, the cars they're driving around. People go, ooh, I want to deal cocaine. You know what I mean? Yeah, I want to do that. And it just encourages young people to do that. Anyway, the second reason is, once drugs become illegal, they become a bit more expensive. Now, what does that do to the poor people who are drug addicts? Because there are some people who are drug addicts who are successful and wealthy and that sort of stuff. There are a lot of drug addicts that are just poor, pathetic people who are just really weak with their addiction and cannot control themselves. So these poor victims, right? These just pathetic people who can't stop taking drugs. Suddenly, instead of paying $10 for their cocaine, they have to pay $100 for it. That screws them over. And these are poor people who are, I don't just mean poor as in financially wise, because they're usually quite hopeless, like they can't hold down a job. But I also mean like physically and mentally and emotionally, they're very poor and weak people. So what happens then? Suddenly they can't buy it safely for $10. They have to buy it from some mafia dude for $100, right? And they're like, whoa. They're like, oh no. Maybe I should give up cocaine because it's so expensive. And that's what the politicians tell you. Well, it's so expensive they're going to give it up. No. Okay, there might be a few little people who'll be able to give it up because it's so expensive now. But no, a lot of these people who are addicted to it, most people are addicted to it, they're addicted and they're poor and they're weak and they can't control their addiction. They're going to pay their $100. And what do you think a young girl would start doing when they're hopeless, they can't really work any job, and they need $100 for a cocaine hit? Oh, what do you think they get into? Prostitution, you know? What do you think they get into? They start getting into dealing drugs itself. They start trying to make it themselves and dealing it. So instead of buying it Safeway or... you know what I mean? They start trying to sell it themselves. And you, so you made a drug addict, you made a drug dealer out of them, you know? And you made a prostitute out of them. And so they start going down this crazy trend of this life of crime, right? And that's just, you know, sort of two of the reasons why having drugs illegal isn't effective. And there's studies done in Portugal that show that when they legalized marijuana, it actually helped the society in Portugal, you know? It actually helped Portugal. I'm not saying that if a workplace, some business wants to ban drugs, I'm not saying that. How dare they not let their employees take drugs? No, they can do that. That's fine. That's totally fine. If a sports organization like the AFL or the NBA say our players can't take drugs, and if they get caught, they're going to get banned, I'm fine with that. That's totally fine. But having a blanket rule by a national government across the whole land saying drugs are illegal is just ineffective and ridiculous. Okay? It doesn't work. And if you want to if you want to have an argument with me about this, if you want to say I'm wrong, open up your eyes and look around you and see that the drug war has failed. It has failed. All the sorts of people who are going to become drug addicts are already drug addicts. And it's illegal. You know? And this is why the founding fathers probably put these sorts of rules in their constitutions and that. Because they knew that if the politicians did pass a law, it would be ineffective and it wouldn't work. So not only, let's say with the gun thing, they said the American citizens are allowed to have guns. And like I said, so that they can protect themselves and that. Well, another reason for that is that they know that it's just like if the government does ban guns, it's not going to work. It's not going to be effective. The government shouldn't ban guns because you can't control that. How are you going to enforce the banning of guns? Hire 1 billion police, hire security cameras everywhere and control the whole society and look out for them, make sure none of them have guns? The founding fathers knew this and they were like, hold on, we can't afford to have 1 million police. We can't afford, otherwise we'll have to tax our citizens to hell and they'll ruin the whole country taxing them. So they go, no, you can't pass a law banning guns because it's ineffective. You know? It's not the right way to go about the gun control problem. You know? I guarantee you the founding fathers would say drugs should not be made illegal. And why? Because they're intelligent and they know that it couldn't be enforced. And it would be a waste of government money. And then it will just screw the whole government finances trying to enforce it. And it will cause problems and it will lead to, you know, like women doing prostitution. And then the guys stealing cars and breaking into people's houses trying to afford their next heroin hit. You know? They knew this. They're very intelligent people, the founding fathers. They're like the biggest freedom fighters ever. They're responsible for giving freedom for so many other countries like Australia who just copied off them and that with certain points. Wasn't for them, you know. So this whole thing with them trying to break the American Constitution. So American citizens are saying, no, you can't take away this amendment. It says specifically, the amendment says, and it's so direct, it says the government cannot pass any laws at all restricting guns. It's so blatantly direct and so obvious. It can't be misconstrued and twisted by lawyers and shit. It's so direct and obvious. They wrote it that way so perfectly. Anyway, and people want to go and change it. And it's the same as there's another point there, which is the freedom of speech one. You know, it says plainly, people are allowed freedom of speech. And then people want to change that because they go, oh, well, what if your speech isn't good? No, we have to change that. Oh, no, what if the speech is evil and harmful? And oh, this person's talking about the harmful side effects of vaccines. And that's not true. Vaccines are very good. Yes, they're very good. And this person's talking about them and we have to limit their freedom of speech. And you can have freedom of speech, but as long as it's not harmful. And so they twist the rule. They twist it a little bit. When it doesn't say that, it says freedom of speech. That's it. No changing. Freedom of speech. Don't change that. Okay? You cannot change this rule. It's freedom of speech. Okay? Yes. You might say someone might be saying something that's harmful. Okay? But if... Who's going to determine whether or not their speech is harmful or not? Who's going to do that? It's the same as the drug thing. Oh, yes, drugs are dangerous. Let's ban them. It's like, well, let's look at banning them then. Okay? How are you going to enforce that? Okay? How are you going to control society and stop drugs from getting in and stuff? And just, you can't control it, so it just leads to all these problems. So you go, freedom of speech, and you go, okay, so someone might be saying some harmful things. So maybe we should only have freedom of speech to people who says nice things. But How are you going to enforce that? How are you going to decide that what this person is saying is evil? Who's to say that? You're to say that? What if you're some person who's been bought out by some rich evil person and they've bribed you and you go, no, what this person's saying is a lie, and you're actually evil sociopaths. See, what I'm actually trying to say is when you look at all of this, you can only really have a good society with a good government when there's no evil people. When there's evil people, always like 3% of the population as an average, you have to have these things, like these amendments and the American Constitution. You have to have them, these specific rules that people can't break. Because evil people get in there and they say, this person's saying hate speech and we can't let them have freedom of speech. We need to change the rules, you know. And that person isn't saying hate speech. That person's lying about that other person and they're getting bribed by some rich company to say that. And then they go and they suddenly go, okay, they change the amendment. They can't change the constitution. They go, you know what? Freedom of speech, only for good speech. And we'll have a government body that's in charge of whether or not the speech is good. And then suddenly in that government body, you get these illegal people crawling into it who set bribes and stuff. And they say, oh, let's ban this person's freedom of speech because he's no good. When that person is genuinely good. So you can't enforce this rule because it comes screwed up and stuff. That's why the Founding Fathers knew how this could happen, knew how the world works and these sort of things happen. And so they say, you cannot violate or change anyone's freedom of speech. It's just freedom of speech. Yes, that means we will have some nut jobs go up and speak and say some negative stuff. But it's just something that's part of being in a free country. Okay? We have to grant freedom of speech to everyone. That's it. Blanket rule. Bam. Done. Don't change it. And they want to go and change it. They want to change the freedom of speech rule. And they want to change the Second Amendment as well. Because of some shootings that happen. And it's the same thing. It's just like, they come up with good reasons for the banning of the shooting. They go, the banning of the guns, they go, well, all these shootings have happened and they're used by guns and guns are dangerous and they should be banned. And you go, okay, Jim, let's ban them. Okay, how are we going to do that? How are we going to enforce this banning law? And they say, well, we're just going to tell everyone to hand in their guns. And then they'll hand them in. And you go, okay, great, Jim, but the mafia will keep their guns and the gangsters will keep their guns. And the bikies will keep their guns. And the sociopaths, evil psychopaths that like raping women and killing them, they're probably going to keep their shotgun as well. So you're telling me that in our society now, only the good people will hand in their guns and all the evil people will have the guns. Jim, that's what you're telling me. And they go, yes. And you're just like, whoa. No good people have guns besides the police and the military. And who says that they're good? It's impractical. It's just not possible. It's not possible to be enforced. They're not going to give up their guns. The mafia, the bikies, the drug dealers, the criminals. It's a nice idea, you know. I like the idea of having guns banned so these crazy people don't just grab a gun and shoot people and shit. You know? But it's not practical. What do you want to do? Do you want to hire 10 million police and 10 million security cameras? And then we can find everyone who has a gun? Do you know how much that's going to cost? Do you know how annoying and pain in the ass that's going to be? Let's do it right now. Let's make every citizen give us $100 right now. Let's tax them more. Tax them more, tax them more, tax them more. It's going to screw our economy. It's going to make everyone poorer. Let's just hire all these police. We can't do it. The federal government can't pass a law banning guns because it's impractical. It's not possible. It can't be enforced. But there's further than that. Besides the fact that it's just impractical, I know some people say, they go, yes, I understand that the mafia and all that will hand their guns, but average Joe and some good people will hand their guns, and they'll stop them when they stop some people from dying when their kid goes crazy and grabs a gun from the rack and goes and kills people. And the truth is that it's just like, maybe it might stop some shootings, but it's just like, do you really want to live in a society that just has all these criminals have guns and all the good people don't? You know? And anyway, it's just, it's so impractical, because if they did right now ban guns in America, I'll tell you what, all the good average citizens, all the citizens that are educated on their rights and that sort of stuff, the people that you want to have guns, some of them will hand in their guns, but just most of them probably won't. I'm telling, like, it just, it's not possible. It's totally, you know what I mean? Even if they did, like I said, they did, it would just be on paper. It would just be like, it would just be like the drug things. Drugs are illegal, but it's just like, so what? Everyone still does them. It just doesn't work. You know what I mean? It's so, the gun control debate and issue is so similar to the drug issue. They're very similar. There's just like, you know, okay, you might stop one or two little tiny shootings here or there, but you're going to cost heaps of money. It's just not going to be effective. Most even good dudes won't even hand in their guns. It's just, if you really look at it, it's just like, it's just totally ineffective. It's not possible. It's like, thanks, Jim. I understand you're a worried citizen. You're coming to your government saying, yes, ban the guns. My child got shot by a gun. Oh, ban the guns. I'm all upset. Do something about it. Think of the children. It's like, thanks for that, Jim, but sorry, it's impractical. We can't do that. You know, it's just not going to work. If you really look at it, if you can't do it, it's not going to work. Sorry. You know? But there's many more other reasons why guns should be banned. And it's coming towards the end of the, why guns shouldn't be banned. But it's coming towards the end of the podcast. And like, I mean, one of the examples for where we could just quickly look at is just like, hey, Jim, how about you look at all these people who do go on mass shootings, and do you notice that they're like using psychiatric medications? They're high on drugs that have been prescribed by doctors. Have you kind of like noticed that? I understand the media is not talking about it. You know, and I understand that it's just been kept completely kept quiet. You know what I mean? And they just go, oh, it's the guns, it's the problem. And it's just like, hold on, this is why Donald Trump and everyone loves him, because he just says the truth. He goes, it's mental illness that's the problem. It's not guns. Those crazy people would end up finding their dad's nail gun shooter and shoot someone with a nail gun if the gun wasn't there. That crazy person would go and build their own gun if there was no gun there. That crazy person would go and grab a huge knife and stab someone. That crazy person would go and burn down a house and make the people suffocate inside the house. You know? It's not effective. It's not possible. If you just look at all the evidence of it, you know, and it's just like, how about we ban the drugs that even say on their packages, all these bad side effects. One of the side effects actually says that it can send you crazy. On the psychiatric drugs, it actually says that. One of the side effects. And all these shootings, like literally nearly everyone is by a crazy person who's been seeing a psychiatrist and prescribed drugs, and they're creating a crazy side effect from them, and they go wildly emotional, their lives are shit, and they just go, and they find some gun from somewhere, and they go and they shoot people. And it's just like, well, what is the problem here, Jim? You're coming here to me, I'm a politician in America, coming here to me saying we ban guns. I tell you, it's impractical to ban guns, we can't do it. And you're ignoring what's the actual cause of it. You know what I mean? And it's these drugs that are being dished out. And you might go, oh, it's a crazy conspiracy theory that these psychiatric drugs have this. Well, how about you read the side effects on the packages? Literally, they have that as side effects, okay? One of the first things, if you start taking some of these psychiatric drugs, after about a week, the doc will go, now, have you had any suicidal thoughts? Because that's a side effect of these drugs. And they go, and they really make sure they go, yeah. And then you say to them, I mean, if they have had made you have suicidal thoughts, then the doctor would say, obviously, oh, we've got to try another drug on you because that one isn't good because it's making you think of suicide. But if it doesn't make you think of suicide, then they go, okay, good, the drug worked, okay, cool. Just need to make sure it wasn't giving you a bad side effect of wanting to kill yourself. Whoa, what a drug. Gee, what an effective drug. You know, that's very safe. You take it, and it has a possibility of making you want to kill yourself. It also has to make it has a possibility of giving you a side effect of wanting to go wild and shooting all these people. And I've seen someone who has anger problems in general, right? But when they're on these drugs, okay, boy, did they have an anger problem. There were some moments where I was like, whoa, I've never seen this person this angry before. They go wild. Some of these side effects are just, they get this crazy emotion, they go, whoa. And it's just like, well, clearly these drugs aren't good. And you take people who are already crazy, they go to the psychiatrist, they need help, their lives are shit, they're crazy and shit, and then they give them these drugs. And they get the side effect that says on the packet, and then they go wild and want to shoot someone. And it's like, well, maybe it's not the guns, it's the drugs they're being subscribed, or maybe. Anyway, it's coming towards the end of the podcast, so I touched on the drug issue and the gun debate issue, and it's interesting what's going on and stuff, and I guess I told you, well, guess what my opinions are on the drug, having drugs illegal, and on having guns illegal. And in conclusion to them, it's both of them are ineffective ways and can't be enforced. And that's why the drug war has failed. And if they do a gun war where they ban guns, the exact same thing will happen with the drugs, where it will just end up leading to failure. And it's just a waste of money. And the drug war has just led to all these people who are just like in jail for just little minor drug things, and they suddenly become a criminal for the rest of their life because they got involved in a young age with drugs, and they're in the criminal system, and they just become friends with other criminals, and they just become criminals for the rest of their lives. And then the taxpayer has to pay for them to be in jail, and it's just a joke. It's just a total failure, the drug war. And if they ban guns, it would be exactly the same situation as what's going on with the drug war. It would just be a gun war. And it would just, like, everyone was, heaps of people would still do guns, would still have guns, and it would just be ineffective. And behind it, not only is it just impossible for a government to ban these things, not only does the Constitution say they're not allowed to do that, right? Everyone's just breaking the rule with the Constitution. They're just not sticking by them. Not only does the Constitution say they're not allowed to do that, but by banning these things, drugs or guns, it's not actually handling the problem. You know, it's not actually going to the root cause of the problem. So with the drug thing, it's like, what's the problem with drugs? And it's like, you got weak and pathetic people who can't control themselves and take drugs and then do crazy things. And so it's like making them illegal isn't necessarily the answer. It's like, maybe it's like making people stronger and not becoming the addictive personality type, or educating people on drugs. You know what I mean? Maybe that's going to address the problem, education. Imagine if the police were educating everyone on the harmful effects of drugs and how it screws up your mind and in the long run is unhealthy. Imagine if they were doing that instead of just locking up people who are caught with weed. Imagine if that was the case, you know. And maybe we'd actually be able to wipe out drugs. Imagine if you just spent billions and billions of dollars on not a drug war, but a drug education war or something. And all the money was spent on that and actually educated people on the issues. Maybe then we'll actually be able to lower the amount of drug use. And that's what that's how they were able to lower the amount of cigarette use. They didn't ban cigarettes, they just had this whole thing, this whole education campaign on it, and they just kept on attacking it and they kept on encouraging people not to do it, they could just do the same with drugs if they wanted to, not having them illegal. Cigarettes have been legal the whole time, and the reason why cigarette usage has dropped is because of this whole education thing and then them trying to tell people it's unhealthy and that. So maybe that's what needs to get done with drugs. And I know for sure having them illegal isn't working, and more police and more guns and more locking up people is just ineffective, and we can't afford it. And so doing what was done with tobacco needs to be done with the other drugs. And in regards to guns, let's look at the actual cause of these people dying from guns. You know what I mean? And it's these crazy people going crazy and shooting people. So maybe, just maybe, we need to stop giving these crazy people drugs that have the side effects prescribed by doctors, these type of drugs, these prescription drugs. Maybe we need to stop giving these crazy people these prescription drugs, and then maybe they'll stop going wild with the side effects and shooting people. But also, usually these crazy people are naughty people, basically, and are criminals, and should have been locked up and should have been caught beforehand, and they should be in jail because they're dangerous. So maybe they should be locked up before they even have a chance to go crazy on the drugs. But that brings up the problem with the legal system, which will be another day, where the legal system just locks up people for 6 months and then lets them out for another 6 months, and they get locked up again for 6 months and they get let out for another 6 months. And a lot of these crazy shooters and that should have been caught beforehand for doing illegal stuff. And I'm just talking about like dealing drugs, like whatever. I mean like actually negative stuff that harms society, you know. These people should have been caught beforehand. So actually, let's actually look at the real problem of this people dying by guns and address it. And not just say we need to ban guns. Okay, that might not be the solution, okay? All right, well, also in this podcast episode, we went over the American Constitution and how it gets changed, why it gets changed over the years, why people just go away from what the Founding Fathers said. Founding Fathers knew a lot and were quite educated, and they put specific rules in there for a reason, and you shouldn't go away from them. There were good guidelines of how to run a society and a government, and they should be kept that way. And I explained how the Constitution gets changed, and it's because people come up with some clever little arguments to say we should ban freedom of speech because of blah, 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 blah. And then the citizens go along with it and go, yeah, let's ban freedom of speech because of blah, 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 blah. And that freedom of speech amendment, it's out of date. It's not relevant in today's society. It's old-fashioned. It was written in the 1700s. It's old-fashioned. And then you go, no, it's still relevant now, you know. Freedom's always going to be relevant, you know. The fact that evil people are always going to come into governments and take over it and start passing bad laws is always relevant, you know. Anyway, so yeah, we went over how the Constitution gets changed and how this leads to, you know, problems in that in society and leads it to a crazy screwed up country like America. If they followed their Constitution from the start, they wouldn't be where they are today. And a lot of this happened in the 1900s. It started with the income tax being passed in like 1913, and then gone to wars and then banning drugs and then trying to ban guns and then just all these other little laws telling people where they can, I don't know, park their car and what light bulbs they must use in their house, and just passing all these laws and stuff and just making society crazy to where you get it to today, where you get to it, and the government telling people whether or not they can get married. The marriage has nothing to do with the government. And so you get to it to where you're at today, and you just have a rule book that's just the biggest ridiculous thing ever. Like, there's so many freaking rules. It's just unbelievably ridiculous and complex. It should be less rules and very simple and direct rules. You murder someone, locked in jail, that's it, down, done. Don't murder, that's it. Okay? You rape someone, bam, 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 naughty, bam, done. Some specific rules and that's it. But anyway, the whole legal system is screwed up. But anyway, that's it for me. We've gone into an hour and 10 minutes now, and looking forward to doing this next week, and hopefully I'm not as tired. I was a bit tired tonight. And so that's it for me, Andy Nolch. the Space Cowboy, protecting freedom for you and me. Ni hao!